The last few years, we've been following an Idaho nonprofit as it helps farmers in Guatemala grow sustainable crops. We first learned of Semilla Nueva, which means new seed in Spanish, 4 years ago. Executive Director Kurt Bowen has grown new seed from just a few volunteers now to 15 full-time staff. They're helping hundreds of families in Guatemala. This year, Forbes magazine has noticed it named Bowen one of the 30 people under the age of 30 to watch when it comes to social entrepreneurs. Bowen says as his organization grows, New Seed continues to learn lessons on how best to help farmers help themselves. He told our Samantha Ride what happened when his group introduced the pigeon pea, a highly nutritious bean, to farmers, thinking it would help end malnutrition.
At first, we were so excited because we're like, okay, we can get, you know, Guatemala is the fourth most malnourished country in the world. We can get all these families to get a nutritious food source. But I think we made that classic gringo mistake that you think that if you have a good idea, everyone's just going to jump on board and do it. And we realized really quickly that maybe people would eat a couple more pounds per week, but it wasn't going to be their whole diet. And so over the last year, we've kind of pivoted, and now we have all of these families growing pigeon pea, and the new technology that we're working on is getting them to use it for chicken feed. So instead of having to go out to the store and buy feed, which they don't have the money to do, you know, they can grow their own feed for their animals, and that has a great market. You know, everybody loves chicken all the way around the world. That's one of the biggest things I've learned. That's been really cool. It's been really amazing to watch this little idea that we had become a technology that thousands of people are using.
There's another thing I've seen that you've been talking about lately, a new kind of corn. Tell me about this new kind of corn that you have going on in Guatemala. Why is it new? Why is it different?
The biggest areas that have malnutrition around the world, and Guatemala is one of them, share this characteristic that almost all of them are areas where people consume corn as their primary food source. And people in Idaho know, because a lot of them have animals, that you can't just feed your animals corn. There's no nutrients in corn. There's no protein in corn. And it's the same with human beings. Half the kids in Guatemala are stunted. That means that their brains never fully develop, their bodies never fully develop. And it all comes down to what they eat in the first 2 years. So one of the things that's missing in normal corn is protein. And these scientists, with funding from the U.S. government way back, starting in the 50s and until the 90s, worked on breeding a variety of corn that would be a complete protein. And they succeeded. And so we've been working on adapting that corn for Guatemala and getting our farmers to use it. And what we found out is that it's great. They actually love the taste. And right now we're just making sure that we can have varieties that have high enough yields that it's competitive with the corn that most people have now. But it's a really easy solution. It's high impact, it's sustainable, and it's culturally appropriate because you don't have to change anything. You don't go from eating tortillas to eating tofu. You stay with tortillas, but they're just better tortillas now. And the thing that I love about this story is the amount of protein that you get of having 150 families plant their whole field is the equivalent of giving away 2 million power bars. So in the old days, you know, we would think about international development. We'd say, here's these kids, and they are, you know, they're starving. They're not getting enough food. Let's send them food. And the problem is that you can't do that every single year. Eventually, you run out of money and you run out of interest. And what I think makes us different is that we focus on what's the real long-term solution. How can we, instead of investing $2 million to buy 2 million power bars, switch the corn that they're using and help them fix the problem themselves?
You started off New Seed as a small organization, a small group of people with really big ideas. You are becoming bigger. Are you worried that you're going to get too big and you're going to lose sight of the original idea of helping people?
No, I mean, there's organizations that have budgets of hundreds of millions of dollars. We're never going to be like that. You know, we will always be small and nimble. And I think that that's one of the things that makes our organization so great. The way that we make a big impact is by coming up with really great ideas that other people want to copy. But we have to stay small and nimble so we can keep coming up with those really great ideas and proving them. We've grown tremendously from 3 volunteers to 15 full-time staff. And yet every single one of those full-time staff works in the field. When it comes to planting time, we kick them out of the office and we make sure that everybody's there with a stick and planting these new corn varieties. I don't want to lose that. That's one of the things that makes our organization have, I think, the magic that it has, is that we all know the farmers we work with. We know them by name. I don't want us to get to the point that we don't.
That's Samia Nueva's Kurt Bowen speaking with Samantha Wright. Bowen says Idahoans have provided most of the funding for the group over the years. New Seed is holding a fundraiser tonight at 8th and Main in Boise. You can find out more at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.